Commissioners Court for Monday, September 9th, 2024, at 9 a.m. begins here.
It's 9 o'clock.
I should know the commissioner first before then.
Yeah, I know he's the last one. Okay, we're ready to start. This is a lot of this, kind of short meeting, I believe, this morning. All right, this is a meeting in Franklin County Commissioners Court, open meeting, ninth day of September 2024. Start with invocation. Scotty?
Sure.
It's your turn.
Father, we come to you in prayer. We just do thank you, Lord, for the blessings, the gift of another day of life. Thank you, Lord, for the beautiful morning, Lord, the cool temperatures. And God, we give you thanks for all the goodness and the gifts that you give us in life, Lord, what we get to live in the state and the county and the country we live in. Lord, we just ask for your blessings, your continued blessings upon all of it. God, I pray for our nation. And Lord, would you continue to lift up and pray for our allies, the nation of Israel, Lord. I pray that you bless and protect them in that conflict that's going on there. God, give us this court. Bless us this morning. Give us wisdom and understanding and decisions we make for the county. And help us just guide and direct every step we take. Thank you for your goodness. We ask all these prayers in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. You're asking in Texas, right?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Texas flag.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one
with liberty and justice. I'm going to let you do that. I need to put it on the wall.
It's one of those texts.
Right. To do whatever.
The last quarter
of it. Sorry, Texas. Everybody.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, any public comments? Anybody? Going once? Okay, going twice? So. Okay, let's go to agenda item number one. Consider and take action to approve the minutes from August 26, 2024 regular session and September 3rd, 2024 workshop session. Did y'all get those? If you didn't, they're all correct.
I'm going to approve the minutes from the meeting.
Okay, got a motion to second. Any discussion over that? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. Number two, audit claims against the county and authorize their payments. Parrish, you are up.
The amount submitted for your approval is
$537,589.86. Could you repeat that?
No, I'm just
kidding.
I'm
going to pay. I got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. Number three, consider and take action to approve 2024 budget amendment. Marla, you're up.
It is an amendment recognizing insurance proceeds for a vehicle that was in an accident in a police chase and the expense thereof to be repaired.
Was this you that did it?
I was going to say, like three, y'all.
He finally showed up in the box.
Cha-ching,
number
eight.
It was
eight.
Not me.
No, it was not Robert.
No. Now, you just made the big headlines.
All right, do I have a motion to approve that?
Move to approve.
Second.
Got a motion to second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, aye. Is that number four? First reading of new plat subdividing 8.02 acres, A-514 WA Widener survey, into lots 1 through 6. Chamberlain subdivision. I guess that is y'all, since y'all are new to court today.
That's right.
Tell us a little bit about this. Come on up and we'll pull it out and we'll kind of see what you're doing. And
absolutely.
The second reading we'll pull it out.
Okay, that's fine. The original legal description had like 17 acres except for 10, and it's confusing. And so, in the meantime, while I was doing that, I thought, okay, why don't I also divide it into 6 lots? Out of the 8, and
where exactly is this again?
It's the southern part of Franklin County, kind of near Winsboro.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
And this is off of 1448?
It's 347, okay. Southeast 7, 347.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, anybody have any questions over this? This is not a subdivision. I mean, this is not a...
Yeah.
homeowner association.
No, no, it's not.
POA.
POA, there you go.
Yeah, it's not a POA.
Okay. All right.
All right, Joe. Hey, Max, have you signed it? Have you looked at it?
I haven't seen it yet.
It's more than an acre for each lot, just to let you know, so.
Is it okay?
Yeah, as you can see, they're right.
1.5, 1.7.
So we can keep them inside the regulations for septic tank, right?
Okay, yes. And you haven't started with that stuff yet, though?
No, I haven't done any septic tank or anything like that.
Okay.
I've been putting blazing some trail for fence line on the outside, you know, but that's about it. Nothing big right now.
This your person?
Okay.
You know what he's talking about, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm going to approve the first reading.
Okay.
So, I'm going to open this up. Did you slide it right back there?
They curl up real easy, don't they?
Yes.
Do you all, I'm ahead of myself, but I've got tax receipts for the second reading. Can I give that to the court this time, or?
You'll actually need tax certificates.
Okay, got it.
That have to seal everything from the tax assessor.
Okay, so I go to their office, of course, and ask for that.
Yes, and then you can bring it downstairs to our office, the county clerk's office.
Great, I will do that, along with the affidavit for the advertisement.
Yes, sir.
Okay, good.
All right, do we have a motion already?
Yes.
And a second.
And a second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. See you in 2 weeks.
Yes.
If the court approves, my wife and I will step out, if that's okay.
No, you're good. You're good, thank you. Y'all take care. Okay, let's go to number 5. Consider and take action to approve amended order of appointment for election judges and alternates. What happened is, we had an illness on one of them, and Charlie Wilson has been on the early voting ballot board. Put her in there, and Glenda, we had a meeting the other day. And Republicans and Democrats, and this can't work well together. So we got the Republican chairman and the Democratic chairman doing that. So that was a change to put her. The lady that was in there had some medical issues she had to pull out. So we need to approve for that.
I move to approve.
Second.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Start on there. We'll get y'all's signature down there. Alrighty. Precinct 1 right here. Sorry. Okay, number 6. Consider and take action to approve the purchase up to $100,000 for a one-ton truck for Precinct 1.
It's not $100,000, but it is $66,288.89.
Okay. How much was it?
$66,288.89.
Well, we put it on
the agenda, but we just capped it so that. Yeah, we're not sure. You don't know what they're going to come out with after you make a deal with them. They'll either say they sold it, or they had to go up on it, or down on it, or they never went down on it.
Gary, we're going to need a copy of that as well. Do you have the quote, or does Chance need it?
Chance is good.
Okay. Harris, can you make sure that? That
Bert gets
a copy.
Okay.
He just came in this morning. A little bit of
I move to approve.
Second.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number 7. Consider and take action to approve agreement with GM Financials for 3 vehicles for the Sheriff's Office. I guess that's the reason you're here.
That is the reason why I'm here.
I had a question. One deal looked like a lease deal and one looked like a purchase deal.
So I was going to say, I hope that y'all have the documents because I wasn't giving any of that. But my understanding of what this essentially is they call it a lease, but it's like a long-term purchase option.
Lease with option to purchase.
Yeah,
a lease with option.
Yeah. And my understanding is what the deal that's been worked out is we'll essentially be paying for one car every year for the next 3 years, but we get all 3 cars.
At one time.
So.
And the payment is quarterly.
Yes.
That's what I have
another question. It wasn't considered a lease.
It wasn't considered
a lease. That's considered a lease, but when we complete the lease, we own the car.
You got to pay the dollars.
Yeah.
Yes, in order to purchase them, or you can let them
know. But these cars will be for the.
Is there something to sign?
There is non-agreement at this time.
2020.
Okay.
But it's coming.
Which one are we?
Three.
There's three different leases.
Well, there's, I have the three different cars. He sent this out to me, and I printed it off this morning, but there is one lease for 3 years and one lease for four.
See, one deal is something.
He's interested in the three-year lease.
Yeah, one's an interest rate of 6.8, and one's a 7.01, and one is a, yeah, there's two of them, 7.01.
I can't answer that, so I have to actually.
Yeah, the cheaper deal is on the four-year, that's why, so it's not cheaper.
Yeah.
They finance it for another year.
It's not cheap. Years worth of interest. But he told me that the one that he wants to do is the three-year lease, which is essentially, I mean, you're paying a payment for each one of the three cars.
Paying for a vehicle each year.
But what it really works out to is paying for one vehicle every year.
Yeah, that makes sense, because 14 something times four, be 56, 57, so that'd be, that's right.
All right, any other questions? You recommend approval?
Yes.
I move to approve on the three-year.
Okay, we got a motion and a second. Any more discussion, questions? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. All right.
I'm gonna give this to her.
Okay.
They look like actual vehicles, okay? And this is, thank you. And then the agreement will be kind of short.
Any discussion items? Road maintenance, related issues, anything?
Me and Marla discussed prior to the meeting that next court meeting we need on the agenda when we have our file cleanup.
Yep. Okay.
Tentatively to approve tonight, the first week of October.
The first week of October?
Yes, which I'm gonna use for the calendar.
Next agenda. Okay. I need to call Paul Prine, see if there's any more ad cog money. Do we?
It's usually every other year.
Is it? That means no.
So you might ask him.
Oh, you heard any more on their road signage and all that deal that they're gonna do?
So it would actually be September the 30th through October the 6th.
September 30th to when?
That would be Monday, September the 30th, through Sunday, October the 6th, or Saturday, October the 5th, if you want to be technical about it.
Usually run it Saturday, Saturday, don't we?
Now, could we run it from the 28th to October the 5th? I know we'll have two Saturdays.
Yeah, okay. Got you.
Anybody check, I think anybody have a chance to check with the city when they look at theirs?
First week of October.
I haven't definitely decided, because.
It'll be for you tonight.
No, that first Saturday in October is Country Fest, correct?
Second Saturday.
So that way it'll work out great. We've got about 2 weeks to clean up and then we'll.
And speaking of Country Fest, I don't know if anybody else from Key Club has said anything about the bathrooms behind the courthouse.
They're bringing up a bunch of porta potties too, fancy ones, they're commercial.
Yes, but all the kids' games and everything are gonna be moved down to the park this year. And they were, it was discussed at our last meeting, the condition of the bathrooms, which Key Club paid to build.
Well, they're all, I invite them to come clean them at any time, but like, we keep them locked. We clean them, because I've been in there.
But they're just talking about the way that they need to be painted, the exterior needs to be painted, spruced up a little bit for all the stuff that goes on downtown. So that might be something.
Okay, got some really good bathrooms out in the ballpark.
Yes, we can send them all out there.
Real nice.
Real nice.
Some real nice.
Nine of them, by the way, nine.
Yeah, we'll just send everybody out there then.
No, I will. I want you to clean, I'll try to do it. As far as painting, I don't know if we can get to it that quick, but we'll try. I'll see what they got going. Mowing is slowing down.
Yes.
It did rain, so. All right. Anything else?
Ball field,
if you haven't been out there in a while, go out there and look. Thanks to the Sheriff's Department, sending some trustees. We got two fields. We're working on a third field that they're going to be using. It looks really, really good. We got the bathrooms painted, the new commodes. We got it's the cleanest I think I've ever seen the concession stand. Yeah. Do I think they're great? But the concession stand, the repaint, they've taken everything out and cleaned it. They're fixing to start putting everything back in. But I didn't know they had been there the other day. So, soccer, I saw on Facebook, looked like it went really good. They moved all the stands out there for them. That's going good.
It's a crowd out there.
I don't know what
it's going on.
It is. And then I guess this next weekend is when they, I hadn't talked to him about the baseball tournament, though. So I hadn't talked to him today. Also, tell Ricky to get with Yessie. By law now, they got to have officers at the, what's you call it, the pre.
Ballot board meetings.
Three ballot board meetings before the next election, and by law, they got to have an officer there.
On election night.
And then on election night, they've got to be there when they bring the ballots.
After 7 o'clock.
So. Yeah. So nobody can cheat. But anyway, I'll get back with. I told Yes to give Ricky and just kind of remind him that's coming.
I'll take care of that. Also, I should probably inform the court. I was dealing with Flock, and I discovered that they failed to put up two of our cameras that we're paying for.
They failed to?
But yeah, there was something about paying or something. I don't know. Anyway, long story short. I got one of them put up on the county road, and then there's one that we're going to put out on 67 East, and they've had to go through an amendment request with TxDOT. That's been ongoing for a couple of months where we've been waiting on TxDOT. It looks like I got an email on Friday that looks like we're finally going to have that amendment. I don't know if the court will have to sign the amended MOU with TxDOT for that one single camera or if that's something we can sign off on. I'll find out that today, but that may be on your agenda for next week. Or for next time, is just that amended MOU. It's the same thing, just with the addition of the camera that they miscounted and put up for us.
Now, these Flock cameras that the city are putting up on the square here, are they Flock or are they different?
They're Flock. Those are Flock, but I mean, that's on the city's account.
Okay. Do y'all look at them from the sheriff's office, or do they look at them from the city?
They look at them from the city. Those are live stream cameras for the events. Okay. We can't see those.
I know why they call them Flock cameras now. Because all the citizens of Flock can't actually work.
We got a lot of movement. I got that until we started arresting all those people in pursuit. They seem to have come around to having them.
Yeah.
Well, some, at least I'm sure there's some that don't like it.
Well, it was a big gripe when they first showed up.
There was a lot of pushback on that. But we do catch a lot of people with them.
I was thinking, look, it's 24 hours a day.
We've been in war pursuits since those cameras went live. We've stolen cars. And
we still have our driveway.
Yeah. You got to put one in my front yard against it.
We sure can, if you want us to. It's got to be looking at the house, though.
You just got the one. I know the Flock camera on 66, talking about 67. There's one out there at the cemetery, right?
Yeah, but that's the city's. This one is all the way out at the county line, which was always the original plan, was to be able to track things in and out of the county that, you know, if we were looking for.
How many were you able to come up with total on the county?
There are 18 total in the county. That are county owned. 17 total in the county that are county owned.
Yeah, 10 and 7.
Yes.
The ones here are city different than ours?
The city pays for them, they're not ours. I mean, we can see them, because we can see everybody's Flock cameras, we can look all over.
Is anything that just scan and Flock, so you get the database to look at, right?
Yes, sir. And it's not like they're live stream or anything, we can't sit there and watch them, but that one camera, I guess they had to do an amended MOU just for the verbiage that's in there that camera is going to be there on a right away. I'm waiting on them to send it back to you.
One day they put two right here side by side. here in the city.
Yeah, I think one faces one way.
Yeah, those, they're...
They look like they're the time clock same.
They're, I think they're, this is just kind of overhearing that, conversation with the flock rep and the city people, is they're trying to catch the major areas where when we have events where, you know, like the major thoroughfares, so that they can see, you know, anything that have like parade routes and where all the kids play. I know that was a big one, was back there where the kids set up at Country Fest. They wanted to be able to cover that pretty good, you know, for all the obvious reasons.
Well, I didn't know, because I thought, my understanding was 180 degrees, you know.
I think these up here are PTZ cameras, so they might. They pan, so they might be pointed in the same direction at one time.
They go the other Saturday when I come to that.
They can move those around. I guess all the cities around here that are getting vlog cameras to put those PTZ cameras down in their central areas. That seems to be the one thing. I think we just got really good salesmen.
Do y'all have those at Duke's, like the truck stops like that? Mm-hmm. So y'all won't have one down there by that new truck stop that's going to be coming?
No, and that's something the sheriff, I know, has wanted to do and try to get with like the POAs out by the lake and everything for them to buy them and you know, have them up, so because it only benefits them to have them. But I don't know if any. Tall Tree, I think, did it and then stopped paying for them, took them down. Mm-hmm. But yeah, if they want one, they're more than welcome to get one. We'll have them put it on the network and, you know, help them out with any problems they have. But I don't think the county should get in the business of going around putting the flock cameras on private property with private businesses and stuff like that. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, where do you start?
Yeah, exactly. And why pick one business versus another one? I mean, that's the whole thing. It just doesn't need to happen. We'll stick to the roadways, public property.
Bob, you want to update them on anything? Rocking right along.
That's my little late. I apologize for that, man. Spray foam was supposed to be finished today. They aren't going to finish today. So it's probably going to be tomorrow. So I'm trying to get my sheet rock new back. My sheet rock and solder new back. I had all them set up to be delivered Tuesday and installed Wednesday. So still kind of in my schedule. Eubanks is starting on the underground electric this morning. It's going to start digging a trench over to the existing building. We'll put the conduit in the ground under that, and rumors are true.
So what do we do? Mm-hmm. Oh, we can't. Well, I don't think we'll talk about it, but we'll talk about it later.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's on himself. He's out there.
Is he okay?
But other than that, everything's still going good. Got three contracts we'll have for you for next court. One will be the gas piping, one will be the spray foam insulation, and there's a third one. Oh, Bill Wilson, the toilet accessories.
Mm-hmm. So I think all we
like
is the flooring for that. Is that the only one that's...
We still have flooring, still have Furman's.
Yes,
Furman's is the biggest one of all of them, and that one's going to change 90% of what we did the first time. Mm-hmm. So I've got to sit down with them and go over everything and get them to, you know, see where we're at now. But that's probably the two biggest ones right there. And I've got the one for the striping, I've still got to do it with fence. And I think those are the only three we've got there. Mm-hmm.
And the fencing, did we have the fencing?
Yes, we've already got that one signed.
Yes, that's right.
It was like 6,800 or 6,900.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have that.
And he's actually set up to deliver toward the end of this week and put up next week. Mm-hmm. So I need to get the transformer set on the pad for him.
So really all we got after is the sheet rock painting, mud painting stuff, flooring, drop down seats.
Toilets,
Yeah, I know. Kevin's. Oh, I forgot the Kevin's.
And Elliot has the sample of the grant for me right now. I just haven't gone out to pick it up because I want to give him revised Kevin drawings. And I haven't had a chance to get those two actually done to get to them yet, so.
And then security.
I'm sorry.
Security.
Security.
Yes, that will be, I won't say 100% change, but there will be some changes in it. Because of the way we're going to lock up rooms, a little bit different now. The exterior system will stay the same as what we had before. And that was what Guardian, that they walked in with him, what he recommended doing. So we've got all those receptacles in the wall for him, got the conduit by the ceiling. One thing on that we've got to decide is how we're going to lock the internal doors now. Who has control of what. And so one day, probably not this week, but maybe the next week or so, if we can maybe sit down and go through kind of who needs access to who, and he'll write that into the software, like just as we have department access on one side, tax and motor vehicles on the other, and then inside that, some people won't have access to anything. Like the server, and maybe only one or two people have access to that. And then decide if we want to do cards or badges or keys for the interior doors. Probably do Wi-Fi is what I'm guessing, but we can do a card reader or just a swipe one. And I'll get some samples of all that for you before we do all that. And as far as with Peoples, they had about, I think, 9 runs started and stopped in. And so still be able to use them. I don't think we're going to move the computer in. They had a lot of slack. I think we're still able to do it. I met Seth out there, and he thought the same thing. So I don't think we'll have to redo any of those. There's a few extra drops now.
Well, no, they'll never hurt anything to have a few extra drops.
Not a thing.
We don't have enough drops up here at all.
Not a hurt a thing. The control tower from Seth is supposed to be in this week. It was a 6-week delivery, and when I talked to him last week, he said,
behind the rack?
Behind the rack.
Okay.
It'll be in this week. That's one thing, when we move the room, we want to make sure it will still fit in the room.
Yeah, it'll still fit.
We have the clearances and everything around it, which we did. That's actually a little ahead of schedule too, so that's going to be good. Right now, knock on wood, everything seems to be rolling on pretty good. I do have one thing. I met with Ricky Jones about this. We was talking about the control of the traffic. If this is the district court, so we try to split the two up from the sheriff's department and the district court building. I've got a sketch, and I did bring that up and let y'all look at that. And when I kind of went over it with Ricky, he thought that made sense. So I'll get that all switched up and let's all look at it before we ever do anything, obviously. But basically, it just makes people make a decision to go to the annex or go to the sheriff's office. And, if they dead end, then we'll have a sign there, sheriff one way, annex one, and they have to go one way or the other. He thought it worked pretty good. And then we decided, we're going to do it and, recycle asphalt, all of it, a little bit more concrete, a little less concrete, everything. All right, anybody have anything? Got it? Thank you, Bob.
Well, thank you. It's looking good.
It's looking good.
Keep us posted.
I will.
Tomorrow, we're precinct 4 will be tipping tomorrow. We'll start at 8 o'clock. Everybody on board, what we're going to do, huh?
Everybody going to help you?
Yes.
More bashing.
We're going to start on 3122 going north on 4250. 8 o'clock. But, everybody's there.
Is that 4150? That's one by the
4250.
4250. Is that by the
loop? It's where the pine.
No, it's pine. Yeah, pine. That's what it's like.
All right.
I just have one thing quick, and I've been needing to mention this for the last probably 2 or 3 weeks for courts. But anyway, we had a gentleman that came by to speak to the judge a couple of weeks ago. This is about the airport judge. And he has given us some information that I will be passing along to our grant administrator here shortly. about money that is available for what they call an IIJA. It's a money block. It's called NPE funding. Right now we have $144K left on the table. There is also a what they call a RAMP program, which is routine airport maintenance program. It's a 90% reimbursement up to $100,000 per year. It's anything that can't leave the airport, which is new bathrooms, lights, crack seal, new tie-downs.
Roof.
I think so. You didn't say roof, but I didn't believe that that was
called. Can't leave her.
He does it.
Can't leave it.
The other IAJA funding will also do a wildlife problem if we need a fence, and do drainage problems.
That's a pretty.
It'll do all kinds of different things.
Serious deal right there.
So, mm-hmm. We have to start with TxDOT. Yes, I know.
That's no fun.
That's how we find out, because that's where the money is allocated.
Of course it is.
And it was not them that came to talk to us. But anyway, there is money available. So I'll be forwarding this information to you.
Please do.
I'll try to make it where you can read it.
Yeah, don't forward me that.
I'll take a picture of it.
Yeah, I'll give him the contact info that guy that came out here.
I have it as well.
He'll be a lot of He was all excited about it. I said, well, I know another guy's going to be excited about it.
Well, I'm just glad somebody...
He's excited about it because it makes him look like he's doing something.
I mean, you can go online and it's there, but you have to know where to go.
Yeah, that's the trick with a lot of them.
IIJA. That stands for something that I didn't know.
I know that FAA grant a couple of years ago that Commissioner Cooper brought to me. I talked to that FAA lady for probably six different times, and she assured me that an airport our small, there just wasn't that many funding sources, and I was like, there's got to be something. There's no way that airports stay open without some kind of federal or state money or something.
Yeah, they allocated more money to smaller airports since COVID.
Yeah, so. Well, the problem is, it's the state of Texas. That's the reason I got so mad when the federal government sent that money directly to us. They like to fund it through them, so they can hold it in their little accounts, and if we don't ask for it, guess who gets to keep the money? The state of Texas does.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, that's all. They're doing the process.
We have 23 money and 24 money, and we still can apply for 23 money. It's about $280.
Send me the stuff a little bit.
I'm just like, wow.
And the state tries to make it so hard that you go, I don't want it, and they go, do it.
Yeah.
We get to keep that money. So.
But anyway, I wanted to bring that up before I forgot it. Okay.
That's really not a whole case. Glad that you did.
I'd make a motion to adjourn.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed.